Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, and three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue tape shoe.
That's not Elvis.
You can do anything.
It's corporate. Let's bring this back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Steve Keen, K-E-E-N. If you're Googling him, he's VP of Congressional Relations with the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. An organization I'm very proud to encourage you to find out more about and to do business with their members, their independent community bankers. An independent community bank in your town, in your area, there's one or two or four nearby. There are not enough of them. There should be more of them. Steve, thanks again for being here. And I wonder, we were just sort of chronicling the Paycheck Protection Program concept and the first rollout of it and how major community bankers were in making that a success. Now there's the second round, PPP2, and once again you guys have stepped up. Give us the report.
Sure. So just at the very tail end of last year, they passed the new PPP revisions bill, and that created the second round PPP. And that's intended to hit the hardest hit businesses so they can get another bite at this apple. Second round PPP is focused on companies that are lower than 300 employees, companies that have already used their first round PPP, and then most important is companies that can show quarter to quarter a 25% revenue decline. What we're seeing at the community bank level is demand.
And that's different. I'm going to stick that in here and remind people. That's how PPP2 was different than the first round. The first round had no revenue stipulations. The second round does. Go ahead.
Sure, yeah. And you know, that's trying to essentially identify, you know, who are the businesses that are really suffering. So when you think about, like, your music venues, your restaurants, you know, those type of industries have been especially hard hit, and this round is intended to get at them. Community bankers are stepping up to the plate once again and making sure this money gets out the door to those businesses. You know, one of the things that our bankers have learned over the last year is, you know, the importance of getting out there and proactively educating the community and trying to reach out to these businesses. You know, if they see a business that's suffering that perhaps hasn't come to the bank, you know, they're going out and trying to talk to them and say, you know, what's going on? Do you need this? Is it lack of education, or is it, you know, fear that you could get stuck with a large loan that you don't intend it to? And they're really trying to work with the borrowers to make sure that this money does get out to the communities, and, you know, especially in rural areas and other underserved communities that they do have the financial services and they have the access to these programs before it closes in just a few months here.
Well, that's exactly right. And I encourage you folks, as I've been doing now for all these years, if you don't have a relationship with a community bank, I'm going to say something very strong, and I mean this and I believe this. If you're a small business and you don't have a community bank relationship, you don't have a community banker who knows you and knows about you and your business, your business is in more jeopardy than you know. If you're relying on a large bank, a national bank, what they call them, the wirehouse banks, if you're relying on one of those banks to be your banker, to be there when you need them, thick and thin, good times, bad times, then your business is in jeopardy. Because I saw how the big banks bailed in 2009, after the 2008 collapse, Steve, I saw them pull in, and if they did any small business lending, it was all cherry picking, only the best. There was no such thing as relationships. And all during that time, Steve, I was interviewing community bankers on my show, and every one of them said, "We're still lending. If you're a small business, come to our bank. We'll still help you." And when bigger banks weren't, and it wasn't because they, it wasn't necessarily because they were mean, they couldn't lend. They were so upside down with the whole financial crisis, they couldn't lend to a small business, even if they wanted to. And community banks never did that. And this is why I say, if you don't have a community bank relationship, your business is in more jeopardy than you know. Go ahead, Steve.
Sure. One resource that I would point out is our community bank locator. If you just plug that into Google, ICBA community bank locator, or ICBA find a community bank, we have on our website resources where you can plug in your zip code, your address, your city, and find community banks near you that are happy to serve you, happy to provide PPP resources and other resources for small businesses, not just PPP.
And these banks are owned and managed by your neighbors. And if you're having a loan request and it's being considered, the people who are making that decision live in your community. And it doesn't go anywhere else. And it might even be the loan officer may be able to make it. But it's really important to understand that. Steve, I need the website, please. How did we find you guys?
Sure. So it's just ICBA.org. And the website for the community bank locator is ICBA.org/about/find-community-bank.
Okay.
Or if that's too complicated, just throw
just
that in.
Just Google it and you'll find it. Or let me know and I'll help you find a community bank. Hey, hold on to that thought, Steve. We're going to talk about what's next. What does the ICBA think about some of the new provisions that the Biden administration, all the taxes and all the spending that's going on? What do community banks think about all that coming up right after the break? Tintail, I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me. Blue, 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 blue,
blue. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.